With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president is warning Iran that the U.S. will obliterate its power plants if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz. The deadline, 48 hours from now. Iran has responded by saying that it would attack U.S. and Israeli energy and infrastructure assets. Iranian missiles, meanwhile, struck two communities in southern Israel late Saturday. There were a number of injuries. Iran launches a devastating missile strike on southern Israel. We get more details on that story from Andrew Stewart.
Iranian missiles struck two cities near Israel's main nuclear research center. The missile strikes injured many and shattered apartment buildings. Residents faced the devastation in the southern cities of Dimona and Arad. The Israeli military says they could not intercept those missiles that struck the largest cities near the Negev Desert nuclear center.
The Trump administration has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University. We get details from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Justice Department lawsuit filed in federal court in Massachusetts says Harvard's leadership failed to address anti-Semitism on campus. As a result, it argues, the government can freeze existing grants and seek repayment for grants already paid. It's the latest chapter in a battle between President Trump and the university. In a pair of lawsuits filed by the university, Harvard has said it's being unfairly penalized for refusing to adopt the administration's views. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The national mammal of the United States is getting in on America's 250th birthday celebration. Three bison statues cast in bronze have taken up a permanent display outside the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History here in Washington. The statues made their public debut in the nation's capital last week. This is SRN News. 6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the United States is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half of the 50 states place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some where it is virtually banned altogether. China is rolling out a new law designed to promote, quote, ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn that the measure will be used to increase the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. According to International Christian Concern, the ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology that places loyalty to the Communist Party and President Xi Jinping at the apex of national identity. This is SRN News. What is the number one source of renewable energy in America? Well, it's not solar or wind power.
It's hydropower, which is the generation of electricity using the energy from flowing or falling water. It provides a consistent and clean supply of electricity. Hydropower contributes about 37% of the total renewable electricity generated in the U.S. But the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says environmentalists often oppose this cheap, reliable, and renewable energy source because they hate dams. Ken Lorman reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 22nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Captain Kirk. Actor William Shatner is 95 years old. Former U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins turns 85 today. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber has 78 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.